Hey guys, AJ here back with another one for you. So guys, these three UFOs are broke as a joke. I've said it 1,000 times, guys, and even the ones who have money, they're so bad with it that you know that they're gonna be broke soon. You guys don't believe me? Guys, this chick right here spends $22,000 a month to live in New York. Clown world. So guys, we're gonna end this, but before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going, guys. Check out my locals and my second channel linked in the description. And guys, I have a whole series on chicks being broke, so check out the playlist at the end. And let's get into this, guys, because she's gonna break this foolishness down. Let's go.
I just spent so far in July living in New York. My brother's upstairs getting his teeth cleaned, so why not? I wrote it all down, so let's go through it together. As always, my mortgage is $8,920, and my HOA fee is $1,368.
Her mortgage is $8,920, and her HOA fee is $1,368. Clown world.
Forgot that in my last video. On transportation and flights, I do want to specify I Uber everywhere, so I spent $5,747.80.
What?
I'm still fine. I booked a couple flights because I'm going on vacation. My car payments are $700 a month, and I took my car in a car wash this month, so it was $19 for that.
Now, guys, hold on. Wait. Pump the brakes. What did you guys just notice? She said she Ubers everywhere, right? You notice that? Well, guys, look, she has a $700 a month car payment. Clown world.
$15 for that. My Wi-Fi is also actually $99.99, not $80. On shopping this month, I spent $4,315.60.
What?
On groceries and eating out, I've spent $727.98. And I've booked some hotels for my vacation stays, obviously, and I've spent $872.88 on that. So that brings my total for July so far to $22,771.35. And that is my total for the month of July up to the 14th.
Look at that, guys. Look at that. Now, guys, this is from the previous month, okay? So that was July, right?
What a spend.
Okay, and this is June. You ready?
Let's calculate together what I spent in the month of June living in New York. Here we go. I wrote it all down, so let's calculate together what I spent. My mortgage is $8,920, and then my Wi-Fi is $80 a month. I spent $7,762.96 on shopping last month. For food and groceries, I spent $3,084.36. I do want to specify that I eat out every day and I don't ever cook. And
of course you don't. Guys, isn't this crazy? An Asian who doesn't cook. That's how bad things have gotten in the West, is even Asian girls are modern day 304s. And you notice that there's no ring finger around her, on her hand, right? Guys, $3,000 a month to eat out because she doesn't ever cook. Look at that, man. $700 car payment, $350 for a parking space.
My monthly car payments are $700. My insurance is already taken care of, so I didn't pay for anything last month. And I put a deposit down on a new car, so that was $1,000. And my parking garage is $350 every month. And for flights and transportation, I spent $9,231.57. But I do want to specify again that I Uber everywhere, and I did book a first-class flight on a one-way to Thailand. I paid my total to $31,128.89.
$31,128 a month. Guys, I don't know if this chick's parents are rich, or maybe she has some tech job or whatever, or maybe she's on OF. She has some simps paying for her. But guys, this is how women spend their money. Okay? They make fun of us guys that live in studio apartments, right? Or have roommates and drive an 8-year-old car. But guys, I'm telling you, chicks like this, they waste money. And guys, with knuckleheads as we can at Bernie's in the White House now, or if Kamala gets in charge, guys, we might hit a recession at the end of the year. And then there's going to be all of these layoffs, right? And all these chicks are going to be crying because she should be saving all this money. Absolutely insane. And guys, all these chicks are saying, I can't believe this. My jaw dropped. I need a job description. Someone says, I just knew from the bracelet. Apparently, guys, she's wearing like a $15,000 bracelet right there. Someone said in the comments. Look at that. Look at that. Man, oh man, oh man. Someone says, if you Uber, why the hell do you have a car payment and then put a payment down on a new car? And have garage parking? She says, because we don't drive in New York ever, but drive to places outside the city. Man, oh man, oh man. Someone says, that's half of my yearly salary. Man, oh man, guys, these chicks are cooked. And guys, this is why you don't date chicks like this. Because here's the thing. Let's just say that this is true. Do you think that she would date a guy who's okay living in a one-bedroom apartment driving a 2011 F-150? No. She cannot bring a guy up to her lifestyle. Whereas a guy who made this type of money would be perfectly fine bringing a woman up to his. And this is why, guys, and even back when I was super duper blue pill back in my days of living in Woke Seattle, back in high school and college back in the day, I just think, oh man, I want a girl who's educated and has stuff going on. Why? Guys, you're better off dating a chick who's a shift manager at Starbucks, who's a cashier at Target, than a chick like this, because she's going to demand that you supplement this $31,000 a month. Absolutely insane, because guarantee, even if she makes this money herself, she's going to want to get married and then not work. So this however hundreds of thousands of dollars she's spending every year, she's going to want you to pay for you and her at the same level. It's absolutely insane. I said it once, guys. I'll say it again. The only person whose money that they'd rather spend than theirs is yours, guys. And they are more than happy to lay the badge on you. Right? And then shame you, harangue you, and yell at you once they get their hooks in you to try and get you to pay for that. Guys, don't do it. And guys, they're hashtags. You ready? Hashtag what I spend in a month. Hashtag what is spent in a month. Hashtag monthly spending. Hashtag New York City life. Hashtag New York City living. Hashtag financial transparency. Guys, this is the other one. Her hashtags. You ready? Hashtag what I spend. Hashtag what I spend in a month. Hashtag monthly spending. Hashtag my life. Hashtag finance talk. Hashtag income. Hashtag finance. Hashtag New York, guys. These rods are insane. Clown world.